Christchurch City Libraries brings you coverage of the Auckland Writers and Readers Festival, which kicked off last night with a fabulous event at the Aotea Centre. And we've had a really busy day. Robin has been to lunch with Judith Thurman. She'll tell us more about that. And Moata has attended her first literary festival. And Joyce has been busy studying the programme. Now, we've had a wonderful first evening, but Robin, I'm going to start with you to talk about lunch with Judith Thurman.
Well, it was lunch in the same room as Judith Thurman, but that was okay. Judith was a very thin, chic New Yorker, I guess. She was introduced by Zambezi's Liz Finlay, who asked her all the sort of questions I really would have liked to have asked her, starting with, was your mother interested in fashion? To which Judith replied, no, her mother looked like Gertrude Stein. But that she had started her life in fashion by spending a week's wages on an Yves Saint Laurent skirt, a long brown mohair maxi skirt that she wore for the next 5 years. And that she hopes is still out there in thrift shop land, because she described herself as an inveterate thrifter and was in fact wearing an Yves Saint Laurent, it was a bit of a theme, Yves, an Yves Saint Laurent's trouser suit that she'd bought at the Council of Jewish Women thrift store for $100 just before she got here. But she had really interesting things to say, not just about fashion. And I think that she kind of got off onto a bit of a tangent on fashion, although she does write about it for The New Yorker, but very interesting things about The New Yorker and what a unique institution it is, that they will stay there, moving commas around, and the whole, she described herself as being anal rather than a perfectionist, and she said her fingers had to be prized from every piece that she was writing, and The New Yorker was just the right place to be with her, with that kind of degree of interest in perfection. Yeah, she was funny, she was clever, it was really a good start, and the food wasn't bad either. And in the afternoon I got to interview M.T. Anderson, who was charming and erudite and everything I expected him to be, and I'll be blogging about that interview later.
Moata, your first taste of literary festivals today, what were your first impressions?
Well, I mean, I wasn't really sure what to expect. And even something as simple as I've never been to the Aotea Centre before, so just being in the venue and seeing how big it was and how many people there were attending, and seeing some sort of slightly famous people milling about in the foyer beforehand, all adds to the experience. It was a bit of a novelty to hear a group of really different authors sitting down and talking about their craft, I suppose, and I really enjoyed that. And it's interesting that they all had similar things to say on things like the topic of who you write for, and they mostly write for themselves, not for a particular audience, and that quite a few of them, the ideas for their stories or the characters in their stories behave in ways that they don't expect, even though they're the people writing the stories. That seems quite unusual, but I can kind of see how that would happen, that inspiration just comes from somewhere and they don't really know where. I particularly liked, and I have to admit that Mark Sainsbury did an excellent job pronouncing all the authors' names, because they're quite tricky. There wasn't an easy one amongst them. Christos Chalkis, who is an Australian Greek author, I found his reading really gripping, and he read from his novel The Slap. I thought that he would be somebody interesting to listen to. I don't know why. My own experience of Greek Australians has been they always seem to be on comedy shows or in playing very comedic characters in films. And he did seem to have quite a good sense of humour, even though the topic that he was writing about was quite serious and full of, you know, drama and controversy. So I really enjoyed that, and I really enjoyed listening to all the different perspectives on things. So I'm looking forward to a bit more of that during the festival.
It was really interesting to hear writers talk about how they write and the process, and so many of them said that it's work but it's play, or it's really difficult but it's also really enjoyable. There's moments that make it really worthwhile. I found that really interesting in the discussion. All the writers seem to agree on that point. Joyce, what were your impressions of the opening night?
Thank you, Richard. Well, I think one of the last questions, the questioner thanked the panel for their variations of eloquence, and Mark Sainsbury leapt on that phrase as a neat way of summing it up. And yes, I mean, they were all extremely interesting speakers and obviously very successful writers. I particularly, like Moata, enjoyed Christos Tolkas's reading from The Slap. It's had quite mixed reviews and has certainly created a lot of controversy. Chimamanda, she just had an amazing presence. She was very confident speaker, wearing an interesting bubble hem dress and a rather zesty orange leather handbag, I must say. Tash, I find his reading actually quite dreary, I have to say. It was beautifully descriptive, but instantly forgettable, unfortunately. Anyway, interestingly enough, they all seem to agree in terms of authors that they'd either been inspired by or had enjoyed above others. The Russian novelists all got the big tick from the esteemed panel. Also, actually, Dickens and Melville and Catherine Mansfield got name-checked too. And it was a really interesting night. Mark Sainsbury was a great host, lovely big sausagey moustache, and lots of interesting fashions and, you know, a good feel and a good buzz to the start of the festival.
Cool. There certainly was a very large crowd there, and they're quite appreciative. There was such a range of material, though, and I think that a lot of people were hearing these authors for the first time. And certainly it's different if you really know the author's work, but a lot of these authors are quite new to New Zealand. And Tash Au, his reading was the first ever reading of that book anywhere, in public or in private, he said. And he chose the furthest city away from his hometown to do it in, so that was quite interesting. I did get some email communication from Sonia Renee today, who's a performance poet, and she's agreed to record some poetry for us, so I'm really pleased about that. That'll be on the blog. And Eleanor Catton has agreed to do an interview, and Vander Simon, crime writer, has agreed to be a guest with us as well in future wrap-up. So plenty of listening for you, and plenty of work for us in the next coming days. It'll be work and it'll be play, but it's going to be great. So send your comments and your questions into the blog, whatever you do, and we'll be looking forward to hearing from you. See you later.